This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour. Yeah, the DJV time means it's a special time. We're here to bring you in brief snippets things that are going on in the world. Thoughts from Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen as I present to you people in the news. So the people who have been concerned about or interested in the story behind the story with gunman Stephen Paddock. We all remember him, right? Anybody
yes.
who doesn't remember Mr. Paddock?
Las Vegas shooter, yeah.
Shot up Las Vegas. There's really nothing in the autopsy that helps explain why he did what he did. His body didn't have diseases. He wasn't loaded up with drugs. What a lot of people were speculating, his aggressive behavior was a result of him being hopped up on something, but that wasn't the case. In fact, he was sober and pretty healthy. The report was a response to a lawsuit filed by the Associated Press Freedom of Information Act, info, that showed the gunman had anti-anxiety drugs in his system but wasn't under the influence of them. How do you have them in your system and you're not under the influence?
I think they stick around, but probably the effects had already faded.
Yeah,
right.
Right. He was slightly overweight, had high blood pressure, bad teeth. That was about it. Nothing unusual in his physical condition, even though a brain examination was conducted by the experts at Stanford University who do their thing in addition, in conjunction with my friends at Saroscan, and they found really nothing. The same process with his brain after he died, and it was in the slab, they took his brain as they do with football players who die, and they have them all examined. And so his brain was examined, and it didn't find anything that was out of the ordinary. But you know how, and I say this not trying to be a wise guy, but when you have bad teeth and gums, it messes you up. The meridian points in your mouth are so responsible for your health and well-being. If you've got bad teeth, bad gums, you really are in trouble. You're cruising for a bruise, and because
yeah, but not enough
does
to carry out a mass shooting.
No,
yeah.
No.
If that was the case, all of England would have mass shootings.
Yeah, right. The statement is an observation, Jennifer.
I know. This just adds to the mystery that surrounds this and the fact that it feels like we're not getting all of the information or just the information that we're supposed to have. Already, this was held back. If there's nothing out of the ordinary here, why in the heck would the coroner hold back the report for all these months?
Mm-hmm. Good question.
And that's been one of the big sources of all of these conspiracy theories, because people just feel like they aren't getting information. And when they are getting it, it's either been changed or it's, you know, they give you one thing and then something
redacted
else comes out.
Stuff.
Yeah. So it just does. When you can have a guy who drives down the center of New York City and just plows people out, and within 5 minutes we know mm-hmm. who that person is,
yep.
what country they came from, where their family lives, what they were eating for dinner last night, it just
where
feels.
Where they used to work.
Yeah, it feels. Yep. Like, it just is not the same. Yep. It's so bizarre.
All right. Next person up is Jack Burgesson. You know who Jack Burgesson is, anybody?
No.
No.
He's one of the teenagers. There are six in Kansas running for governor.
Oh, good for him.
Six teenagers running for governor. And the people in the legislature are not pleased about this. Jack was the first one to sign on last summer. He told the Kansas City Star that his interest in running was sparked when he realized Kansas had no laws about who could run for governor. They don't. Most every state, you got to be, 36 or something, or 32? President, I guess, is 36. So because of this and activism in the schools, and people just sort of say, hey, look at this, let's do something. So five other teenagers have joined the race.
I love this.
But last month, a state rep introduced a bill that would ban anybody too young to vote from running for governor.
That's a problem.
So they're all under the age of 18, and the age is... I'm always confused about this. The age of maturity or majority is 18 or 21. Can you vote at 18?
18.
So
18 to vote, 21 to drink.
Right.
Okay. So if you're old enough to die for your country, you're old enough to vote. Okay.
But you can't have a beer.
No, you can't.
Right.
Bad form.
But the interesting thing is this bill actually won't take effect until
next year.
So if one of these teenagers actually wins, they would legally be the new governor.
Yep.
I'm sure they're going to be promising better lunches in the schools,
right.
You know, better vending machines and all the things that student council kids always promise. But beyond that, I think this is super cool that kids are even interested in it.
Yeah, it is. Okay, next person is the actor Idris Elba. Does that name ring a bell when you hear that name? He's somebody who's new on the scene here. He's been acting. I think he's South African, isn't he? Or,
I know, British.
Is he British? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
What was his big movie? Was it Moonlight last year? What was his big movie?
No.
Where he became sort of a household name.
Winslet. The mountain movie.
But that before that, he was an Academy Award nominee.
Yeah.
Was he? But we don't know what the movie was.
Don't remember.
Was he in Selma? I can't remember if he was or not, but I mean, he's been in the Avengers movies, he's been in the Thor movies, he was in The Wire.
Has he?
Yeah, he was pretty big on The Wire, so anyone, I know I'm from the Baltimore area, so it's bigger around here, but it was a pretty big show on HBO.
Yes, it was, yep.
So
yeah.
He's been around for a while. I know he's been rumored to be the new James Bond. I don't know how people feel about that. I'd be okay with it.
Yeah. He was in Star Trek, he was in... Finding Dory, he was in The Jungle Book, he was, I think the big movie that he was in that we're trying to think of was Beasts of No Nation, and that was in 2015, that got a lot of Oscar buzz.
Well, he was in Molly's Game most recently. I think he's quite good.
He also played Nelson Mandela in 2013, Mandela Long Walk to Freedom, so that's where I first saw him then, yeah.
I must have been out to lunch, because I didn't know who the guy was until I saw him in The Mountain Between Us, and I thought he was really quite good. I thought the chemistry between him and What's-Her-Face was really very good.
Kate Winslet,
yeah. I thought it was very good. I thought it was a good movie, frankly. So anyway, he's in the news today because over the weekend, he took to the stage at the Rio Cinema Awards before the preview of a movie that he just directed, and he was on stage with a lady named Sabrina Dewoure, I believe that's how you pronounce her name, Dhowre, whom he met on the set of The Mountain Between Us, and he proposed to her.
Aww.
And the audience went bananas. They were cheering and yelling on their feet, and it was kind of cute. I'm sure you can see a little video of it. It was nicely done. Another name, Michael Haneke, Haneke. He is in the group of people who are criticizing the all-encompassing Me Too movement. He calls it a witch hunt. And I'm not sure what this guy is. He's a film director from Austria who apparently has some stuff in his closet. He says it's the same thing as global warming. And I don't know how you put the two of those things together. But anyway, I bring that to your attention because every once in a while, I think there are people who are being accused. This fellow's worried about lives and careers being ruined by some of these accusations. So at what point do we find balance? I guess that's the thing. Yeah, there are a lot of people who have justification, the rage, the anger that's based completely on fact. And then there are other things. This comes on the heels of a couple of things this weekend. The release of the Gloria Allred movie. Anybody see that over the weekend? I think it's on Netflix or HBO or Showtime.
I didn't see it, but I remember that hit the festival circuit, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's around.
Sundance or whatever.
Right. So you got that. But then there is the announcement today of this blistering civil rights lawsuit that's been filed by the New York Attorney General's office against the Weinstein Company and all of its founders. And the suit details the culture in the company that violated the human rights laws and business regulations of the state of New York. It's a 38-page indictment featuring a litany of abuses against Harvey Weinstein and his brother and other people. The story's in this, today's New York Times, if you want to check it out. There are lots of complaints citing instances in which senior managers failed to respond to employee complaints about Weinstein's behavior. So it's pretty much all about the two brothers, but then it aims at the people who worked under them who let the culture continue. That's basically...
They protected him.
Yeah, right, exactly. So this has been going on. They started their probe 4 months ago, and they have put it all together. So one wonders what will go on here in California, because this would have been the same, if not worse, here. They have offices in New York, but also here in Los Angeles, Jennifer. So what do we think comes of this? They're trying to sell the company, and...
I'm sure that's on hold now, right?
Yep.
Well, she's offered, this lady, Maria Contreras-Sweet, I don't know who she is, but she worked apparently in the Obama administration, so she got backers, and $500 million is what she offered with her group to buy all of the assets. And so now this complaint's been filed, and it may be a deal-breaker for the investment group, because they don't want to have... You know, either you get it or you don't, because by the time they're finished taking apart Weinstein and his life, there's not going to be much left of that company because everybody's leaving. And so, anyway, it's...
Good for Georgina Chapman to get her divorce finalized before all this mess happened. That may have even... That's Harvey Weinstein's now ex-wife.
Yeah.
They settled in a very, very fast divorce agreement. So I'm sure her lawyer probably said, you know, there's going to be more stuff coming down on his head. So get your money and get out.
Yeah. Well, Bob Weinstein, the brother, he's also culpable to a point. Anyway, at least that's what the charges are.
Mm.
Whether he is he guilty or is the suggestion is that he was aware of the sexual misconduct, but I don't think he was a participant. Was he? Did that ever?
He was not a. I don't think he's been. Yeah, he hasn't been accused of being a participant. The weird thing about these two brothers, for years, they haven't actually spoken.
They don't speak to each other.
So I don't know how much the brother actually knew in terms of what Harvey was up to in hotel rooms.
But he had his own charges against him.
He had one charge against it was different. He had gone on a date with a woman or tried to get her to date him, but then as she, I guess, came back at him with sexual harassment in the workplace, and then she quit. But it wasn't anything physical. It was just he was trying to get her to go out with him. It was something along those lines.
Better than showering in front of them, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So I just now I see the 734 reactions to this on Twitter already from this morning's overview. Okay. At 19 past the hour, let's try to find a job that doesn't involve anybody who's involved in any of this kind of stuff. What do you think? There are such great opportunities awaiting. Things are so good in the business world. People are falling all over each other to get good candidates for jobs that are necessary and important in some of our better companies, no matter what size, whether it's the exciting movie business or whether it's the guy who drives the sewer truck and everything in between. There are good jobs available right now. People are vying for you and for your talent. So let's make sure that, first of all, if you've got a resume, it's posted on one of the job boards. There are a lot of different websites that have job boards. Post it there. And then ZipRecruiter goes to work, goes through all of these job boards looking for the various potential matches that you're looking for. You need good people. ZipRecruiter will find them for you. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidate finding you. It finds them and vets them so that a lot of your job is done once you get the name. Smart way to hire, don't you think? ZipRecruiter.com/DJV allows you to use it without cost. That's right, ZipRecruiter. Use it now to find good employees. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Those of you who like Ellen DeGeneres, you recognize the theme from her program. 23 after the hour on the DJB show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keila, Kara, and Doug Arini. With the there were two important birthday parties this past weekend. One of them was Ellen's, and the other was Jennifer's.
We should have combined parties if I had been really thinking.
Right,
well, there was probably some crossover on the guest list, right?
Oh, yeah. Kim Kardashian, of course.
Jennifer and Aniston. You and Kanye are tight, so.
John Legend.
Yeezy is what
Olivia Munn. Meghan Trainor. On Ellen's show, she also celebrated her milestone with a 2-day show where her staff surprised her with special guests like Michelle Obama and Jamie Foxx and Kevin Hart. I think I'd want to. Well, never mind, Doug. Don't, if you can't say something good, shh, quiet. Her wife, Portia de Rossi, surprised her with an emotional gift that brought her to tears. The announcement that Portia was pregnant.
What? No, I thought they were getting a divorce.
No. No.
Neither of the above.
Neither.
Portia was
fake news.
Is going to build Ellen.
Look, science is a miracle. Like, you can do anything now. So, come on.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. All right. Anyway, so the Ellen DeGeneres campus is being built on the Gorilla Fund, well, next to the volcano park in Rwanda, where apparently she's been. I didn't realize that she was that hep on this, right?
Yeah.
The Fosse Gorilla Fund. When did she start wrapping herself around that?
I
know she's rescued animals, a lot of that.
Yeah, I think that she's just been a longtime fan of Dian Fossey and has traveled to Rwanda and has done work with trying to help raise money for the gorillas that Dian Fossey famously studied in Gorillas in the Mist. So
yeah.
I saw this show, and this was like...
Was it good?
Apparently the best gift you could ever give Ellen was build her a gorilla campus.
Really?
Apparently. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really sweet. I mean, she wasn't crying on screen, but she definitely looked like she was tearing up.
Yeah.
Affected by it,
yeah.
To be sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else is going on. Music news now at 25 past the hour. In the wake of the accusation by Quincy Jones that Michael Jackson stole Donna Summer's single State of Independence for Billie Jean, there's a lot of focus of some of the other things. This was the day after his Vulture interview, where a lot of things have come out about Quincy Jones, and this is just one of them. He apparently says that State of Independence collected more than 150,000 on-demand audio and video streams. And so we're comparing this.
What
are, let's put them up and let's listen to the two of them together. All right? Can we do that, Karen?
We can listen one at a time. I don't think it's going to do anything to listen to them together.
No, probably not. This is State of Independence, right?
Yeah. I personally have listened. I don't really hear the similarities. I don't understand how he stole this to make Billie Jean.
It just sounds like a slowed down version of Billie Jean's beat. Maybe that's what he stole.
So what's the point of bringing this all up after he's been dead for this long? What's Quincy Jones trying to...
I don't know.
He's bringing up a lot of stuff from the past.
Yeah, he is. A lot of garbage. You know, he tried to date Ivanka Trump.
I guess he just wants everyone to know that he's got all of the gossip. I don't know. I don't know. When was the last time Quincy Jones was really in the news before this?
And
he's
not relevant.
Now he's got tons of headlines, so I guess he's trying. Well, maybe he's got some project coming up, and he's trying to make himself relevant.
Well, you know, he's also been locked into a lawsuit with the Michael Jackson estate for the last, like, 3 or 4 years. So this could also be some sour grapes, too.
Yeah. Well, I think this song is I'm not a big fan of Michael Jackson, but I always have liked this song. And you hear it, but the problem is everybody play it too much now on these AC stations. So 28 past the hour, that's the story behind the story of Quincy Jones and Michael Jackson. 28 after, I think I said that.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
After now, it's the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn, happily, Victoria. Yes, ecstatic that she's here, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is always at the controls in our studio in Washington, very dependable. Let's travel around the world and get some, this is around the, I call it around the nation and around the world, but I think mostly this is around the world stuff that would be of interest to people. The first focus is on the charity Oxfam, which apparently is on the brink of losing all of its government funding. The International Development Secretary in England set to meet with the leadership following a sexual misconduct scandal that took place there, and it became something that the London Times reported upon last week. Alleges the charity covered up sexual misconduct by aid workers in Haiti. Is there no end to this?
This is really upsetting for me because I've supported Oxfam since high school, so this is just inexcusable.
Nothing that hasn't been touched by this, that's for sure.
No. Here's one item from Los Angeles cut out of the same cloth, Jennifer. The L.A. County District Attorney's Office announcing it's reviewing a potential sexual abuse case against Steven Seagal. I don't know why. I'm not surprised.
That's the least shocking thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Let's go down to...
The shocking thing is that this is the first thing we've heard. The first time we've heard.
Right, exactly.
Well, there have been innuendos and suggestions, but now...
Didn't he defect to Russia?
He did, right? He's a Russian citizen. Got a Russian passport. Yeah, he's pals with Puke and Putin.
Mm-hmm.
Good combo, huh? Have you seen his hair, the way he's got the paint? His hair looks like it's painted on. Have you seen that?
It's really... You mean like he's bald and then he sort of painted hairline on?
Yeah, they greased it back, but he's so fat now.
Ugh.
And this is just...
Russian food, it keeps you warm during the winter.
And that vodka, too. All right, let's go down to Cape Town, South Africa, where they actually got some rain in the last few days. Probably not enough to be able to combat the drought. You'll remember that they've had a... I think we talked about it as... Day zero, preparing for day zero when they had no water at all, and they've been preparing for it. They say it's going to be in May.
It's been pushed back because a lot of charity work and things, but it's still happening if they don't get some sort of major solution.
All of the people that live there are currently allowed 50 liters of water a day, which is, what, about 40 gallons, I think, isn't it?
13.
No, I'm sorry, 13. Did I say 14? 13 gallons. The rain
started.
Can you think
about 13 gallons, like what that, because I had to kind of figure out what that looks like. That's my garbage can.
Yeah.
Right. I have a 13-gallon garbage can.
If you have the old-style toilet, that's a toilet flush.
And that's for everything, for hygiene,
for the day, drink, family, everything.
A lot of smelly people down there. Anyway, when the rain started, people went outside. They started collecting the water with buckets. They've used it, people not washing dishes, that sort of thing, not washing their clothing. So imagine in the modern era what this all means. If in the old days, obviously old days, when I say old days, thousands of years ago, these sorts of things happened all the time, and people figured out how to work around them one way or another. That's one of the reasons, if you hear or you study the nomads, the original, most of the people that lived on the planet, the first of those who came here from other planets, they wandered around nomadically to find water and food and sustenance. There were no permanent populations for the most part. There were no boundaries. There were no countries. There was just whatever space you had to survive in. And then, you know, you protected it as you could from animals or other people or whatever was going on. And it's interesting how we progressed over the years to have
this. It was even more interesting as we let that gem, just all of us let that gem fly by.
What? Which gem?
Well, we get here from other planets.
Yeah. Oh, wow. We're so used to it now. We don't even react.
I was kind of sitting here. I'm like, do I say something? I'm like, well, Victoria, Kara, they haven't said anything yet. Well,
that's totally slipped right over my head. Okay.
Say that.
But, you know, but Doug, one thing I will say that you have been saying for a while, when California has a drought, Cape Town is on the water. It's on the ocean.
Desalinization plant. Yeah. What's the problem here?
This is not like a, if for people who are unfamiliar with South African geography, this is not a desert town. Cape Town's a major city that's on the ocean.
Poor planning. It's poor planning by the government. It makes me worry when I hear this story. I think about California.
That's what I was thinking of too.
Because we go through these droughts every so often, but the planning here, when we do have rainy years, they're just letting all the water run into the ocean.
Yeah.
And there's there's a little bit of desalinization going on, but not much. And you have no deltas, you have no collection vats. It's ridiculous. Gosh. And California loves to tax and build, so why aren't we taxing and building something that actually matters?
Why aren't we just building something that will save a lot of money? And why aren't people more whooped up about this? That's the thing that bothers
me. Because until they're thirsty and stinky, they don't think about it.
Yeah.
Does NBC have a fleeting expletive problem at the Olympics?
According to Kara's report, yes.
Right. The first U.S. competitor to win gold, also the first to unleash both F-bombs and S-word. And one wonders if it's time to look at that policy, or will this never be? The gold medalist, this youngster, Red Gerard, dropped both. Basically, you know what WTF means, boys and girls.
I don't understand. Why? What's the need to mic anybody before they've won? It's they mic'd him. He hadn't won. So when the results came in and he won, he's a 17-year-old kid who in his first Olympics, he just won gold. He was in 11th place. This was a total shock to him. NBC obviously is trying to, we want to make sure we have his reaction. What do you think his reaction is going to be? Of course it's going to be some F-bombs.
Gee, Mom, this is really exciting. Thanks for coming to the Olympics and watching with me.
Yeah. Exactly. This is keen. No, of course he's going to drop that bomb.
These fools from the television, the Parents Television Council, what a bunch of drivel from these wannabe ex-politicians and staffers that need a job for themselves, so they create this stupid council represent the offended audiences. So they're going to file a complaint with the FCC today on NBC, so that the FCC can look at and spend thousands of dollars examining this complaint. This is offensive for youngsters. Hello, it was used. We were talking earlier about good role models, and is this, is the problem that using these words is going to spoil a lot of youngsters, or do they?
Oh,
I was in the playground yesterday with my grandson, and there's a 5-year-old kid who's using words that I didn't want him to hear. Miles, I didn't pay any attention to him, but I'm listening to this kid. His parents are just standing there watching him.
If a kid picks up the word, because I watched it, and it's pretty quiet in the background, so I know the words, and so I can hear, and I know the phrase when he's saying I know what's coming next, and so I pick up on it. But I don't think a little kid who's watching was going to pick up on it, because it was pretty quiet, and if there's any kid going around
using it,
their parents are saying it, that's
why. When's the first time you heard those words, and when's the first time you used them?
I don't know. I'm not cognizant. I don't remember this. It wasn't some groundbreaking moment. I guess I remember my parents.
Dear diary.
Guess what I said today.
I said the F word today.
Yeah, it stuck out to me when my parents said it, just because I didn't hear it all that much. So if we were driving and someone cut my dad off, or a parent stubbed their toe or something, then I would hear it and
father.
Be a little surprised. But
I was driving the car. I had just gotten my license, and we were driving to Framingham Center. And I let my father off to do something in the post office, and I came back around, and I don't know what happened, but I remember him getting into the car and saying, "What the?" And I never heard him say that before. And I was.
Well, you were 16?
17.
Oh, you should have grown up in my house. Whammo, you would have been adjusted real fast.
Yeah, I feel like everyone once you hit middle school, just you're not even using it for a purpose. You just use it occasionally, because you want to be a sad kid.
I just
want to
see what the response is.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I think back to my mouth when I was 12, and I thought, gosh, how stupid is that? I must have looked ridiculous.
Jeez, that didn't come out in your birthday party on Saturday.
I know that was one that was hidden, right?
Yeah, where were the home videos of that?
Yeah,
I want to see
exactly.
It.
Exactly. So, Victoria, you remember when you first swore? Is that a swear? That's a strange word. Even
I don't remember. No, but I remember. I remember the first time I dropped an F bomb in front of my mom when I was probably in, I don't know, maybe 8th or 9th grade, and she clutched her pearls on that one. So it was
Fancy Nancy got a little upset.
Oh yeah, Fancy Nancy. She just does the lady gasp. I do remember getting a rise out of her with that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then what did she do? Did she punish you, wash your mouth out with soap?
I think she was just, I don't know, she probably
didn't
went
know what to do.
Shame ate because she raised a daughter who said an F-bomb.
Oh, my God, you're going to all go straight to hell.
Yep.
All right, let's see, what else have we got here? This is from the Oops Department. Bermuda has decided to repeal same-sex marriage licenses. This is just a year after they legalized it. The governor signed the Domestic Partnership Act, which is intended to strike a fair balance between those who don't like same-sex marriage and protecting the rights of same-sex couples. So as part of the law, same-sex couples can make medical decisions on their partner's behalf. They can live and work in Bermuda as domestic partners and have various other rights, but they no longer can be married there. So you could go to the States and get married and then come back again, I guess, right?
I don't know. That's a good question, because Bermuda is technically under the UK, so...
Yes.
I don't know. Sometimes marriage isn't recognize? I don't know. That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In other strange Bermuda news, did any of you guys notice?
Strange Bermuda news.
Yeah. Did you guys notice at the opening ceremonies, everyone from Bermuda actually was wearing shorts? They were wearing Bermuda
That's
shorts.
What they wear there. They're Bermuda shorts.
Really?
That
was
like
2 below 0.
3 degrees.
Yeah.
Wearing shorts.
Oh, I guess they got the same memo as the Tongan guy who was shirtless and all oiled up. But they were the only ones who thought it was going to be summer. Wow.
I felt so bad for everyone. They're in knee socks and Bermuda shorts.
If you read the headline on Drudge Report, because I admit, I don't watch the Olympics. They're not my thing, right? But if you look at the headline on Drudge Report, they have, like, the top left-hand of the page, and there's, like, all these different headlines. And yesterday, when I turned it on, I was, you know, prepping a little for this show and for my other shows. And you have North Korea cheerleaders, creepy and campy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You have
they are.
The wind, fire, and earthquakes rattling the Olympics. You have cyber attack at the Olympics. I thought, geez, is there anything good happening at this place? It's one thing after another. I think it's interesting that CNN is getting a little bit of heat because I guess they were like glorifying the sister of Kim Jong-un, who's representing the North Korean delegation. Did you guys hear about that?
Mm-hmm. I know she's there, and she extended an invitation to the South Korean president to visit the North, but that's pretty much all I've heard.
I guess CNN was calling her like...
Yeah, exactly.
Come right in. Eat it. Is the chicken taste okay?
We have these piranhas over here in this lake. Wouldn't you like to look at them?
It's a spa treatment. Yeah.
But I guess they were calling her the Ivanka Trump of America, basically. So that's how they were equating her. And,
really?
Yeah.
One other thing here. A query into what's going on in Puerto Rico. Couple of representatives calling for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to be subpoenaed, presenting documents relating to Hurricane Maria, suggesting the agency failed to provide tens of millions of meals after the storm. This is one of those other... Well, there's a certain amount of grandstanding done to things like this, but yet there is need. I'm certainly questioning, as a citizen, why it is that they haven't been able to do what they're supposed to do. This company from Atlanta that must have friends on the inside, because this is a big contract and they obviously can't do what they're supposed to be doing. They delivered 50,000 of the 30 million meals that were promised back in October. October? Good done.
October.
So what's the story here? This is you're still talking to people down in Puerto Rico because you are supporter, Victoria, of that of the animal shelter down there. So what are they saying? Are they still, after all of this, they paid them $156 million to deliver 30 million emergency meals, and they've only delivered 50,000. What in the world's going on here?
This is one of those bizarre stories. Do you remember right after the hurricane hit, it came out that there was an electric company that had mm-hmm. two employees that had been given this huge contract to run the power in Puerto Rico, and then that contract was rescinded. This is another one of those stories. This is a one-woman operation, and she owns this little airplane transport company, and she was hired with this huge contract to fly these meals to Puerto Rico, and she has basically said that she's now going to sue the government because she said that they didn't pay her on time and that she's such a small business, hello, one person, that she didn't have the money to actually deliver
the
meals.
Where's the genius that made this decision?
I actually don't really blame this woman. This woman is...
How did she get into the wheel?
That's a great question.
Is she a political donor? I mean, what the hell is she doing being considered for something like this?
She claims she has no inside track to FEMA. I don't know how a one-woman operation could get a contract this big then. I don't understand it.
10 before the hour, DJV show.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After the hour, isn't it great that we have time for my friend and yours from the Money Pit, Tom Kreidler, to visit with us so we can get some answers to questions? I want answers. You can handle it. Yes, we can. We want answers. And something's going on right now at moneypit.com. Their Good Night Sleep Sweepstakes, giving away $4,000 in prizes. They have pillows and sheets, mattresses, and more from the mattress maker Tuft and Needle. And you can enter every day if you want to at moneypit.com. Share on social media to earn bonus entries and increase your chances to win. So that's kind of a good deal. And you can also sign up at moneypit.com for their weekly newsletter, which is full of lots of helpful information that will help you. We're already starting to think about moving of the transition because we are a month and a week away from the beginning of spring.
Yeah. Love it.
Hooray. All right, so we get some answers.
Season begins.
Yes, it is. It's time for the nails and the hammer to come out and the saw, a few other things, maybe a can of paint here and there. So we'll get to some questions from those of you who really are curious, because Tom is a fellow that has the answers. Even if he doesn't have the right answer, he's got a snappy one. So you'll get answers to your questions right after this.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Hi, Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Check it out. Hundreds of radio stations around the country carry this. It is really the best by far of the information that you can get that pertains to the real problems you have. Here's Sherilyn, for example, who has low water pressure. Pretty sure it's because the line from the street is galvanized steel, been in the ground for 50 years. Is it plugged up, Tom?
Yeah, well, yes, I think you're probably right.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you know, what happens with steel is that the pipe rusts inward. So if it was like a 1-inch pipe, if you were able to kind of slice that in half and look at it, you would see a hole that was left. I've seen them like a quarter of an inch, and everything else is rust.
Yeah.
Because the rust will expand to 8 times the thickness of the steel. So it can easily close the pipe down. Now, unfortunately, Sherilyn, she's asking me if there's a pump or something she can install to step up the pressure. She can't even take a shower, the poor girl. The answer is no. You can't do that. It's time to replace the pipe. Now, look, you're going to either replace this pipe on your schedule or on its schedule. I recommend your schedule because it's the kind of thing that's going to happen, you know, in the middle of the winter and in terrible weather on a holiday weekend. You know, it's going to break, and a main water pipe's a big deal. We're talking about potentially tearing up your yard. You know, you're better off just sort of planning this project right now and getting it done. And by the way, if you do have galvanized steel plumbing in your house and you're ever doing any remodeling, never, ever put the wall back without replacing that galvanized steel. That's kind of how you attack this problem. You do everything that you can get to, you know, what's accessible, if it's in the basement, the crawl space, that kind of thing. Whenever you open up a wall, you replace the steel. And, of course, you got to replace it from the house to the street. And a lot of folks think, Doug, that they're not responsible to that pipe until it gets in the house. You're responsible until it connects to the main water line in the street. So you own that pipe. That's right.
Yeah. I remember as a kid, we lived in an old, old house. And we worked, and my father was in the business, and the kids all worked in the cellar on the things that he was doing. And I remember one day this pipe in the cellar sprung a leak.
Right.
And I took it apart because I love to take things apart to see how they work. So I got the pipe wrench out, and I was probably 10 years old. I took the pipe apart, and I looked in it, and there was all these – it was rust.
Right.
And it had completely closed. The rust was flaky,
it's like
layered.
Like a clogged artery.
Right. It was completely clogged. Right. And so in those days, you couldn't replace it with plastic. You can today.
PEX is the stuff to use. Cross-link polyethylene PEX, PEX piping. It's really good stuff, and it's never going to rust.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit, 59 after the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.